Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Hour 3, you guys know what that means. Casey Bubba, my friendo, at EDM Trick on the Twitter machine, joins me. Bubba, what is going on, my man?
Not much, my friend. Just another beautiful day. You know, Happy New Year to you and everybody listening. So good stuff there. And bowl games, college playoff. We have Alabama taking on Georgia for the national title, I believe. That's what we'll have going here. And then we got week 17 football. It's just, you know, Dolphins going to go for, you know, the record, basically. It's awesome.
Yeah, I love that you said Alabama versus Georgia because we are recording this before those games play. So, I mean, I think that's what most people are predicting anyway. But, I mean, what is the shock level of a Cincinnati-Michigan, national title game if that was to happen? I picked Bama and Georgia, so I think it's going to happen the way everyone thinks. But what is the shock level out of 10?
12.
12. Okay.
Yeah. I could see Michigan, Alabama. The right. Cincy part. Cincy part, no.
It's the Cincy part. And look, you know, what I said is Cincy has this, the hill isn't insurmountable for Cincy. And you guys already know what happened, right? So, because it's Saturday and you guys know what happened. But
I already told them what happened. We're good.
The hill isn't insurmountable for Cincy here, because this isn't, I think if they played Bama from last year, they get beat by 60. They played Oregon the year before, they get beat by 60, right? This is not an insurmountable hill, but Bama did look like that unbeatable team they were last year in the SEC title game against Georgia. So I don't think it's going to happen, but it also, I think it would be like a 9. I don't think it would be a 12 or anything, even a 10. It wouldn't be the craziest thing to ever happen, but it would be pretty crazy. So we'll just stick with that. But make sure you guys are sticking with us because, look, we've got a giant 16-game slate on Sunday and Monday this week. No Thursday games, no Saturday games. Everybody's staying even keel here. So we're going to talk about every single game on the slate and what we want to see from it. So
forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're here, stick with us. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. We will be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In This League.
Break it down.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League, on the Sports Grid, Get on the Grid, Hour 3. So Bubba joins me at BDAntric. Bubba, tell everyone what all the stuff and things you're doing right now. And is it calming down? Because football's kind of coming to a close here, at least in the fantasy world.
No, Boggs, it does not, because that just means fantasy baseball ramps up. You know the way the drill works around here. When one stops, we keep going on to the next fun stuff and things. So Bench with Bubba coming at you usually twice a week, barring some weird scheduling situations, which happen this holiday season. So twice a week, Bench with Bubba for your fantasy baseball needs. Also written content at rotoballer.com and Fantasy Sports Degens. I got some profile articles and rankings over at Fantasy Degens. Got other content, DFS and season-long related at Rotoballer. The Fantasy Black Book to get you ready for the fantasy baseball season is out and available. I covered catchers and first base for Mr. Joe Pisapia, a friend of the show. So check that out. Line star stuff will slow down for us for like 3 months. So that's good before that starts up again. But always something going on. You can find me on Twitter at BDAntric. I'm always tweeting stuff out.
How depressing is it that there's just no baseball news right now? Like that is, I think, I'm like, why do I feel a little disconnected from baseball so far? And it's because there's no signings. Nothing's happening. So
CBA.
Yeah, and I know the MLBPA is frustrated by the owners not saying anything either. So it's just like, when are we going to get something done here? You know, the biggest news that we've had is Kyle Seager retired. And I have no idea, why did he retire? I mean,
I think, well, someone said it best. It's for a 34-year-old looking, a free agent looking for a contract with a lockout happening and not knowing what to do with their family and kids. It's like not worth the stress.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So I just like he's 30. He's not 40, you know, and he's still
coming off a good season too.
So I don't know. You know, I mean, look, he's made enough money to retire. So it's
and nothing says he can't come back still.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, it would kind of be stupid and you will get made fun of if you come back after announcing your retirement in the middle of when there's no news. So everyone hears about it. Right.
Well,
there's not a person that missed it.
Did you see how he announced it?
What was it, a letter or an email or something like
his wife tweeted it out for him.
Wow. Okay.
My husband, Kyle, and this whole speech thing.
Oh, okay. My husband, Kyle, wanted me to say that.
Yeah. I've never seen that before in my life. It was a very different tactic.
How much do you want to bet his wife just wanted him to retire and he didn't want to retire at all? So
I bet you. Well, yeah, we'll leave it at that. We're on a PC show. So I'm just going to stop right there.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't even trying to bait you. There was no hook there at all. I was just saying
it was going to be funny. Not it wasn't going to be sexist. It's going to be very funny, but we're going to leave it at that.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure.
Digging my hole.
Right. Uh-huh. I'm sure. So let's talk about the Sunday slate here. And there's tons of games. And like I've always said in hour three, what Bubba and I do here is we just talk about what we want to see in these games. If you want to hear our picks, listen to Lion Star. And Welsh and I did our picks earlier in this show. So if you are just jumping on now and you want to hear picks instead of just what we want to see happen in these games, then go back to that. But for right now, we are just going to talk about what we want to see in these games. And we're going to start with your game, Bub. And I know what you want to see more than anything is your Miami Dolphins win this game. For Tennessee, I think what I want to see if I'm a Tennessee fan is I want to see AJ Brown stack another good game on to his Thursday night blow up, which was just insanity. He was so good in that game. That's what I want to see out of him. I would love to see a good performance out of Ryan Tannehill in a revenge game narrative against his old team and all that stuff. I think the revenge game narrative is a little overplayed, but I'll take it here if I'm Ryan Tannehill against my old team. Anything you use to get inspired here. But honestly, more than anything, I just want to see this Dolphins defense dominate again. I want to see them beat up on the Titans. I think that'd be a lot of fun to see, specifically in Tennessee, and prove you can play in a, I don't know how much bad weather is going to be in this game. I know Tennessee is definitely colder than Miami though. Right. So, yes. It should be a quote unquote cold weather game, but, for me, I just want to see, I want to see Miami win this game. Well, what is it you as the Dolphins fan want to see in this game? 30 degrees overcast, by the way.
Give me the waddle. I want to see that waddle in the end zone. I want to see the waddle because that means the Dolphins are going to win. So the Dolphins need to win. They have to win. I want to see them win. I want to see Waddle keep being a thing. I want to see Gaskin get more involved. That's one of the big things I want to see. Like, get healthy, get him in play, because it's fine watching Duke and Lindsey get it done, but it's Gaskin. Like, we need Gaskin to be out there when things matter. So I want to see that happen. And I'm with you on the defense. It's a very, very good defense. Been playing great for this whole winning streak. And this is a big game where they got to show up, like, make it happen. This ain't Ian Book out there. This is Ryan Tannehill. So let's make some happen. So I want to see the Dolphins get it done and get it done with some key pieces as get some more momentum going into the postseason.
All right, let's go over to Atlanta at Buffalo. Buffalo, the big favorite here. What do you want to see for the Bills or the Falcons in this game, Bub?
I'd like to see Kyle Pitts find the end zone. Like, he just deserves it because – we talked about it on some Line Star stuff. I've had him in season long, and he's been awesome. Just can't find the end zone. It's not his fault. So I'd like to see it just so people can stop talking trash on the guy. He's been playing awesome football. So get Kyle Pitts in the end zone. And on the flip side, I want to see Buffalo build off that New England game. Don't have slow it down. Let's just win by a few points. Let's go in there and just curb stomp this Atlanta team like they should. So give me that situation.
I would love to see Buffalo run the ball effectively. That's if you're going into the playoffs with Buffalo, you cannot be one-dimensional as they have been. They have two plays. It is, throw to Diggs or throw to Knox as far as passing goes, and then run with Josh Allen. So I want to see Devin Singletary run the ball effectively in this game against a bad Atlanta defense. We should see it, but they are very, very quick to give up on their run game. So I don't have a ton of confidence that's going to happen. I honestly kind of want Kyle Pitts to have a quiet end of the year. So all those people talking smack about him, don't draft him next year. And all the writers and everyone talk smack about him, let them write their anti-Kyle Pitts article in the offseason and all that nonsense. So let it happen, because Pitts is going to get rolling in the NFL, and he's going to have a big career, I think. So I kind of want them to stick with that. But like I said, run for Buffalo. I'd love to see Atlanta play some defense, but I mean, I also want to end up with Kate Upton and have, win the lottery too. So some things just ain't going to happen, right? So you got to let them go. New England against Jacksonville. New England, of course, heavy favorites in this one as well. I would like to see Trevor Lawrence have a good game against the Patriots to just show us something, because, Urban's gone. You can't blame all of your problems on Urban anymore. He is gone. I am one of the many, many people that thought that Trevor Lawrence was a no doubt, easy stud quarterback in the NFL, and it has not happened. He looks terrible at the end of the season. We know that there's obviously going to be a new coaching staff. I hope that it's Byron Leftwich. I hope he gets this job. I think he would be great to come in and fix the issues that they've had, particularly on offense. And I think he has more than enough. He's got experience in Jacksonville, being their starter for a long time and a number one overall pick for them a while back. He's worked with Tom Brady the last couple of years and Bruce Arians for a while, playing the backup role in Pittsburgh and being backup quarterback role with Bruce Arians as the OC, and followed him around, to Tampa Bay here. So I think that Leftwich should take this job. But for the Patriots, it's just get Mac Jones a good game before the playoffs start, right?
Yeah, give me Damian Harris and 3 touchdowns. That's what I want to see. I want to see them run it.
3 more.
All over them. I need it for fantasy. So give me Damian Harris. Get Mac Jones. Have him throw him to Damian Harris for all I care. But as much as I don't like the Patriots, this feels like a let's get right and show people that we're still very, very good game.
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be. You got to stomp Jacksonville into the ground. Get your whole team. Because
then they can rest next week and not care.
Right. Get your whole team some confidence rolling in towards the playoffs. Clinch your spot. I think they could clinch a spot this week. Might be wrong.
They can.
But they're 9-6. They win. They'll clinch a spot. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, more breakdown of the big Sunday slate.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. Joined by Casey Bubba at BDN Trick. We are breaking down this big, big slate for Sunday and Monday. We roll on to the Colts against the Raiders at home. Carson Wentz, a question mark in this game. If he clears, he will start. Might get Sam Ehlinger. Doesn't really matter. The Colts are still a large favorite, almost a touchdown in this game because the Raiders are backing in. I want to see Derek Carr play with some confidence, for God's sake. I don't know why he's been so bad recently, but let's get him some confidence. I don't foresee it happening against the Colts, unfortunately. JT, just to have another stack on game for his potential MVP performance here, would be nice on the Colts side. What I really want to see is if it is unfortunate and Carson Wentz cannot play, I would love to see my boy Sam Ehlinger start and play a successful game in the NFL and maybe make his name known as a free agent next year, because Pittsburgh will be looking for a quarterback. He probably won't even play, but it's a possibility as we are talking about this game right now. So I know it's too much to ask for, but I mean, this is a cult stomping. Everybody knows it. What do you think, Bob? Who do you ask?
It's about 35 Jonathan Taylor carries and like 275 yards and like four touchdowns is what it feels like.
I'll take it because I got him in my one fantasy championship.
So. The Raiders defense is like the good thing. Speaking of fantasy, I know it's not what we're here to talk about, but so many of these like big players, people drafted early in draft to win, all have pretty juicy matchups this week. So it makes it very intriguing, at least. But yeah, I think it's JT time and he's going to go crazy. I would like to see the Raiders keep it competitive. I'm with you there, especially considering the way they started the season, how it's just kind of gone downhill without Waller. You still have Renfro, you got Zay Jones, you got more like Foster Moreau. They're not great, but they're good. Use Josh Jacobs. It's not like they're like inept of weapons, but their defense is so, just feels like the Colts, no matter if it's Phillip Rivers or Sam Ehlinger, they're going to get the job done.
Yeah, exactly. The Bucs are on the road against the New York Jets. I mean, it's hard to sit here and say what I want to see from the Jets, right? Because I have said into this microphone, I think for maybe the last 8 straight weeks, Bub, I want to see Zach Wilson have a good game. He had a good game on the ground last week, so I guess, you know, I'll take it. It's something. You know, Michael Carter had 100 yards last week. Let's see him stack on against a good run D against Tampa Bay. So I'd love to see him potentially work out on the Jets side, but this is going to be Tom Brady just laying the wood to the Jets. AB going crazy. You know, I think what I just really want to see, I would love to see the Jets put up a fight. I don't know if it's going to happen, but this is, you know, first year head coach and Robert Saleh, that's what he wants to see too. So if you give up on plays, if you are not out there giving it 100% at this point in the year against Tampa Bay, you are going to be fat that is trim next year. So, you know, you're going to see that from the Jets for sure. So they should be playing hard. But it's hard. It's hard to focus when you're, you know, 2 weeks out from the offseason and you know, it's right there. So Tampa Bay, it's just, they're just, this is a tune up for the playoffs for them. So I expect them to stomp. I like to see Keyshawn Vaughn get some more carries and get his confidence up to maybe be a viable option in the NFL at some point, because he hasn't been, because he's been in Bruce Arians' doghouse. So he has a chance to dig himself out of that hole. I don't know if it's going to happen. Would love to see Tyler Johnson get involved too, because I was big on him coming out of Minnesota, but that hasn't happened so far either. So I think surprisingly in a lopsided game, there are some decent storylines here.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay side of it, just literally, I want to see AB just build off of last week, which is very tough to do because it was just crazy. But, you know, Ronald Jones, get these guys rocking and rolling as they just continue to plug along into the postseason to be the number two seed behind the Go Pack Go. But I think the Jets side of it is, like you said, Zach Wilson, as much as we clown on them, like the last 4 weeks, I think he's been a top 10 fantasy quarterback, which is pretty impressive, which means he's getting the job done out there. And these Jets have, like, at points been in these games where they usually haven't been in the past. Like, they're not winning games, but they're in them. So it would be interesting to see for sure, but it just doesn't feel like that. It feels like it's a Tampa Bay romp, and that's what I think we're going to get in New York. But hey, you never know. Like, the Jets in the past have had Tom Brady's number. I'm not saying this is the Jets team that will, but he has struggled there from time to time.
I mean, I don't, the guy annoys me anymore, but Berman, that's why they play the games, yep. Right? And we just saw Houston beat the Chargers last week. So
yep.
Strange things happen at the end of the year, man. It does happen sometimes. The Rams are on the road against the Baltimore Ravens. You all know what I want to see. I want to see the Rams beat the Ravens into the ground. That is what I want to see. I also think we're going to see the Rams beat the Ravens into the ground because the Ravens just have nothing on defense right now. And I've said this over and over. So, you know, I know I'm completely biased and that Ravens fans don't like me and I get it, but it's not their fault. It ain't their fault that they're so bad right now. They've too many injuries, man. You know, you got it. I don't like making excuses for my team. And I really don't like it when people make excuses for their own team. The worst thing is to blame the refs. That is the most pathetic, you know, thing ever. Oh, the refs. Give me a break. Big call here or there can change a game. I get it. But don't be in a position to have the ref change your game, right? Injuries are the other one. But, you know, it's hard to use injuries as an excuse, but the Ravens absolutely can this year. But I expect the Rams to blow the doors off the Ravens. So they got to win a road game here. So let's get them this one.
It would be fun to see like a Rams greatest show on turf type thing in this game. They have the weapons to do it. We just haven't really seen it in a while outside of Cooper Kupp. So, you know, get the Beckhams, the Van Jeffersons, even the Higbys involved. That would be great to see this week. And it can definitely be done, like you said, against this Baltimore defense. On the flip side, I'd like to see either Huntley or Johnson get another start. I think these guys are good quarterbacks that just get overshadowed in the system with Lamar Jackson, but they've shown in the last 2 weeks that they can play. And you can do stuff on this Rams defense, especially when you're a mobile quarterback like these guys are. So I'd like to see them get in there and maybe get some Bateman or some Hollywood, some action, which you've seen of late. But most importantly, keep getting Mark Andrews involved. Keep reminding people that Mark Andrews is an elite tight end in this game. So I want to see the Ravens keep this close. I'm with you. I think in the end, the Rams get the job done. But I think there's a lot of points to be had this game. And I think it's a really fun game that I want to see. And I want to see Lamar sit on the sidelines and get healthy. And a hobbled Lamar makes this game because it takes the fun out of it that you get with a Huntley or a Johnson, the mobility factor, which is, I think, very, very important for the Ravens to have any prayer in this football game. So that's what I'm looking to see.
All on the Rams side. All the points on the Rams side, and we're good. Philly against Washington. What I would love to see here is Washington put up a fight. They looked dead and pathetic and done against Dallas last week, and this team was in it. They are no longer in it, but let's spoil Philly's party, right? You're at home, play with some pride. I want to see Terry McLaurin have a big game. I'd love to see Gibson go crazy here. I just, I think Philly's going to win this game going away. I think they're the better team right now. They're playing better on both sides of the ball. Jalen Hurts. Look, I hope Philly hates him, and I hope he can be had for a third-round pick because I will give it up immediately to get Jalen Hurts in Pittsburgh and not have to start stupid Mason Rudolph. So I don't know why they don't like him, but let's go, Gardner Minshew. Get in this game and have Philly trading Jalen Hurts to anywhere else, somewhere that will appreciate him next year. I'd love to see Devontae Smith get back involved because he is, you know, either has a boom game or an absolute bust game. There's not a lot of in-between for him. You know, it's either 7 points or it's, you know, 28 points or whatever. It's he's had a crazy, crazy year. I'd love to see Goddard stay involved. I'd love to see Boston Scott, get another opportunity because he's a good backup running back. But I just think that this is a Philly beatdown, and there's just not going to be a lot there for Washington. So I want to see Washington fight, but I don't know if they have it in them right now.
Speaking of Washington fight, I'd like to see round two between the O-linemen and the D-linemen on the sidelines.
That was both Washington. D-linemen. That was the guys that played next to each other. Allen and Payne.
Roommates in college, weren't they?
Yeah, at Bama. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So these are good players. And, you know.
I'd like to see round two. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see those guys go at it again because that might be the most entertaining thing we get out of Washington this week. I want to see Antonio Gibson continue to get it done while hurt, which is crazy. He's been so productive as a hurt running back. It's been pretty wild to watch, but as a whole, it's a bad game. I think the most important thing I want to see is I want to see Dallas Goedert bounce back after last week's kind of like the game, and I want to see Boston Scott get it done because they're not going to give our boy the ball. We know that. That's been established. Sanders is out of the way, so let Boston Scott do it. Get Jordan Howard out of there. Let Scott have some fun and see what happens. That's what I would like to see, but you never know with either one of these teams. Like, this has so many ways that this game could go horribly wrong.
The Giants are on the road against the Chicago Bears. Look, I want to. Is it sick that I kind of want to see Matt Nagy win out and have them kind of go, well, you know, one of those?
As a side Packers fan, I'd love nothing more that they keep Nagy for another year because he goes and wins like two more games. And what would make it even better is if he does it with big Nick, because Fields is banged up. So now they're like, oh, is Fields really the answer? Should we keep Nick because we paid him all this money? Oh, I can't wait to see it all. Chicago media would be amazing. The big McDonald's in town will not be the most important thing anymore.
I'm sorry, Guthrie. Just Guthrie, our big Bears fan here. My bad. Look, it's not real, and Nagy's not lasting, so that's a good thing. I want to see the Bears beat the doors off of the Giants because I want Joe Judge gone. I don't want him to be the head coach of the Giants anymore because I want someone to come in and unshackle Saquon Barkley. You know, if that means Daniel Jones has to go too, and we're getting a new coaching staff and a bunch of stuff is changing, great. You know, because it didn't work and you have good players on this team. I don't think Daniel Jones is done, right? I mean, I didn't think Trubisky is done either, and I still don't know that he's done, but I don't think that Daniel Jones is done. But if he has to go because of the new coaching staff doesn't like him, then fine. That's fine. But we got to go to break. I'm going to ramble on this game. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cashback and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cashback sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cashback. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
After this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
Welcome back, everybody. In this league on the Sports Grid, get on the grid. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogdan Sports. Bubba at BDNTrick on the Twitter machine. Please check out the ITL Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. We got group me rooms, rankings, all kinds of good stuff for you. Baseball season coming up. Time to prep and get ready for it. We expect it to be back, you know, on time here. So we will see. But, you know, I was talking about the Giants and the Bears. We're going over this week 17 slate, talk about what we want to see in this game. I just want to see the Bears beat the drums off of the Giants so that Joe Judge is gone. I don't think he's a very good coach. Doesn't mean he can't be a good coordinator or earn his way back up to a head coaching spot later. But what he's doing right now ain't working. And I think the Giants have a good enough roster here to at least be somewhat competitive, and they weren't at all this year. So I want to see him get beat down and him gone. Game of the week, most likely, the Chiefs on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals. You guys know what I want to see. Escalator of sadness. Let's get Kelsey. Let's get Tyreek. But look, you know, as much as I don't like him, Cincinnati can establish themselves as a real, true contender by holding off Kansas City in the jungle here in Cincinnati. So, Bengals, this is your chance, man. You have it. It's there. All you got to do is take it. But that's a tall order against the Kansas City Chiefs. So, I want to see the Chiefs beat the brakes off of Cincy. Bub, what do you want to see here?
Well, we all know what I want to see. I want to see Joe Burrow and company continue to get it done. I want to see a shootout. I want to see a close. I wouldn't advise the Chiefs win, but I want the minus five to not be a factor. So that way, I want to see Kelsey get his, but I want Burrow, Higgins, get some Jamar Chase out there. I want to see some big boy football on both sides, back and forth, the track meet. I want pure entertainment and fantasy and playoff and everything goodness. That's what I want this game.
The next game here, the Broncos at the Chargers. I think this might be one of the games with the fewest narratives. I mean, I'm sure if you're a Broncos fan, you're a Chargers fan, you can find them, you know, is Drew Lock your backup moving forward, right? Because if you don't even compete in this game against the Chargers, if you can't beat a division rival or at least compete, you don't have to win this game. No one expects them. They're 6.5-point underdogs. But if they can't compete against the Chargers in this game with Drew Lock, what is he? Is he your quarterback moving forward? Is Vic Fangio good enough to get it done in Denver? I don't know that he is, right? So I think most of the roster is done in Denver. They are a quarterback short. We all know that. But their quarterback options have been terrible. For the Chargers, I want to see them lose so that, you know, Pittsburgh can move ahead of them with a win. So don't know that that happens. I think they win this game, but I would love to see Denver pull it off. But I don't know, man. The Chargers are, you know, Justin Herbert can show up and, you know, beat the Broncos up in this game. He can also, you know, throw a pick six and lose to Houston in Houston. So I'd like to see the Chargers, you know, if I'm a Chargers fan, I want to see them get right and put a good game plan together and execute it and not lose another one that you should be winning.
Yeah, that's the hard part of the Chargers. They've been so back and forth all season long, which makes it kind of tricky. But this is a Broncos team that's pretty much gone for good, like you said. It'd be nice to see Javonte Williams do something if we got that going. But in reality, I would like to see a Herbert game where he, you know, blows it up with Allen and company, and they put up a boatload of points and give people their hopes again just to get shattered the following week like they've done all season long. So that would be great. And a divisional game, the Broncos already got them once. Let's get some payback type thing. So I'd like to see the bounce back off that Texans loss in Houston, but it's tough to trust either one of these football teams. But ideally, if I had to pick one thing, it's give me the Chargers and Herbert and company looking like the team we thought they'd be. They just haven't done consistently at all this year.
The Texans are on the road against the San Francisco 49ers. Niners, big favorites here. I think for them, it's, you know, just continuing to win and lock up a playoff spot here. You know, they're 8-7 right now. They lost a bad one last week. They got to win this game. So you have to beat Houston's coming into your house. It doesn't matter to me if it's Trey Lance, if it's Jimmy G, I don't care. No excuses. You win this game against a bad Texans team to try to get in the playoffs here. So whether you're doing it on defense, offense, I don't care. You have to win. So no excuses. Niners have to win this game against a bad Texans team. For the Texans, it's, you know, continuing to see who is going to stay on your roster into next year, right? Which is not something that most people are looking for, but if you're an insane football fan like we are, these are the things you pay attention to. Who is playing with heart for the Texans in this game? Who is making plays downfield? Is Nico Collins going to make a play? You know, is Rex Burkhead maybe a decent guy for your running back stable for next season? You know, that these are big parts of things moving forward for them. I think Culley is safe, even though the GM wouldn't say that he was safe in his head coaching job. You know, it's been a weird job to have in Houston this year with all the Deshaun Watson stuff going on and in the background and all that. And this team just not really having an identity. We all thought Davis Mills was kind of a waste of a pick, but they had to have someone, and he's working out. So I also think it's interesting, Bub, that, you know, Davis Mills being a five-star top of the line high school quarterback doing not much in college, still getting drafted and playing successfully in the NFL is going to make some of those other guys. Spencer Rattler's stock already went up because he was a five-star number one guy. Right. Mm-hmm. So even if he's bad at South Carolina, he's still going to get drafted just because he has tools that can work. So what do you want to see in the Niners and Texans game, Bub?
I do want to see the Niners win. I want to see Trey Lance be good. I'm concerned because he's young. He's going to make some dumb plays, but he's also got talent to make big plays. So it was like Jimmy's more the game manager. Trey Lance is more, let's have some fun and see. Let's do some big boy stuff. Like, it's kind of a weird dynamic there. But I want to see Elijah Mitchell get healthy, get back, and do his thing. Flip side, you know what I want to see. I want to see Davis Mills. Like, I'm a big fan of what we're seeing from him. I was like many in line to clown on the Houston Texans for taking this pick. But then, like you said, you sit back and he went to Stanford. Who outside of Andrew Luck has really been good at Stanford at any position, let alone quarterback? Like, you're just not. But, you got to be pretty smart to be a quarterback at Stanford. So that helps quite a bit. You mentioned the pedigrees there. I've seen him in an interview this past week say he went to Stanford because growing up as a kid, him and his dad always said if you could get into Stanford, you'd go to Stanford. That was like a thing because they were always more worried about academics than, like, you know, the guts and glory of what program. So that was part of why he went there. He probably had offers to go elsewhere, let's be honest. So I want to see Davis Mills ball out. You got Cooks back off the COVID IL. I want to see them keep this within 10 points. Let's put it that way. I want to see it interesting enough where it's not like over in the fourth quarter. Like, let's make this a little more fun until at least like 5
Niners win and the Texans cover. That's what I want.
Cause that means fantasy goodness.
Arizona Cardinals on the road against the Dallas Cowboys. Another potential playoff preview game here. I would love to see the Cardinals get right against the Cowboys and make this a fun game to watch. I also like to see the Cowboys stay hot with what they've been doing, particularly last week with Dak throwing a touchdown to a running back, wide receiver, tight end, and O-lineman, and all of the splash plays they're making on defense. Just to see the Cowboys peak at the right time, finally. It is a good thing to see for sure. So I just want this to be a fun game that comes down to the wire.
On paper, it should be a fun back and forth. At the same time, I kind of believe both these defenses can make it interesting. We've seen these teams bow up when they've had to against some big teams. So it could be a lot of different scenarios here. We saw Dallas go off, but it was Washington. So I like to see Dak continue to build off of that and look healthier and get it done with Cooper and Lamb and Gallup and Schultz. At the same time, you know, we haven't seen a big Kyler game ever since Hopkins went out. Like, AJ Green's there. You have Kirk. You have those weapons, which is nice. But even Ertz is banged up. What are we going to get? Is Edmonds going to help him make the difference? Is Kyler going to do with his legs? Lots of questions there. So I want to see Arizona keep this game close. I think it's on their defense. I think it's a good playoff environment type football game that might not be the shootout everybody wants, but should be a very good football game.
Going over to the next game up here would be the Lions and the Seahawks. Look, terrible game on paper, but we talked about this a lot on the Lions Star DFS show. There is some stuff to be excited about in this game, Bub. What do you want to see happen?
The Lions cover things, folks. This is what they do. This is what they're built for. Sprinkle the money line. I know this isn't the betting segment. Sprinkle the money line. This Seattle team is gone. Like, sure, Russell could do things. I like Lockett. I do like they're starting to look healthy and unite together. But I like this team with Goff and Brown and some other Josh Reynolds and stuff. They're playing with nothing to lose. They're playing for the PC principle, and they got that mojo going. It's a beautiful thing there in Detroit. Out of all the years we've made fun of them, and, you know, they're still not a great football team, they're a competitive bunch. Like, I would not want to face them. If I needed a game to clinch these last 2 weeks, I would not want to face this team because they're going to make us earn it. So I want to see this team get it done.
Yeah, they're a fun team, man. Obviously rebuilding and you know, that being bad is part of it, you know, but they're rebuilding. I think they can get it done. So I want to see the Lions play well. I want to see the Seahawks have a fun, good game for Russ to make him stay in Seattle, man. It's hard to imagine him on a different team. So I just don't see it happening. So let's have Russ stick in Seattle and not go to Cleveland, please, for God's sake. Carolina on the road against the Saints. I want to see Taysom Hill play or Trevor Siemian play, just anybody but Ian Book. That's what I want to see in this game. I would love to see Sam Darnold start and Cam Newton get nothing for Carolina. So at least you can go back to him next year if you don't find a different quarterback option for the Panthers here. But I don't know, man. This game is a weird one.
I would like the NFL to treat this game like it's the Sugar Bowl, like the NCAA would, and just cancel it because of COVID.
Oh, you're no fun. Boo.
It's a bad football game.
Canceled?
No, I don't. It won't ever be because the NFL is all about the Benjamins, baby. But I want to see, I don't know, it's so bad. Like, give me Trevor Siemian.
You want to see zeros on the clock?
Yes, like run clock. Old high school football running clock.
Packers and Vikings.
Bad game.
Packers and Vikings, bub. I know what you want to see. You want to see Aaron Rodgers go crazy and beat the brakes off the Vikings. I like to see the Vikings put up a fight. I don't think it's going to happen, though. I think Rodgers and company wins this one absolutely going away, right?
Yeah, Dalvin, that's nice and all. You know, they lost Thielen for the year. It's go, Pack, go. Like, their defense has been susceptible, so the Vikings should get theirs a little bit. But in the end, Devontae and Aaron Rodgers are going to destroy this team in so many ways. You got Jones, you got Dylan. It's go, Pack, go. Lambeau Field, their final home game of the season. They can lock up the number one seed with a dub. Like, this is just everything and more on Sunday Night Football against the division rival. Go, Pack, go.
Yeah, I mean, I love to see the Vikings put up a fight, like I said, but I don't know that's going to happen. Let's have a big game for Jefferson. Let's get a bunch of tackles for these linebackers in Minnesota. But Devondre Campbell also has like a month straight of double-digit tackles, so love to see that continue. Monday Night Football, Cleveland Browns on the road against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Big Ben's last home game as a Steeler, most likely. We'll see what ends up happening in the offseason. I expect him to retire. He has talked about maybe going to a different team. Also, he's still under contract for next year if he wants to come back and play. So, I just want to see Ben pull it off in a game-winning drive against Cleveland. He usually beats Cleveland. So that's what I want to see for his swan song at Heinz Field, bub. I know I am completely biased here. I want to see all the bad stuff happen for the Browns. So what do you want to see in this game as an outsider?
I want to see Ben get Deontay involved early and often in this game. Lots of PPR goodness. But most importantly, give me some Nick Chubb running wild. We saw what Nick Chubb did.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Did last week against Green Bay. I think he can do that against this Steelers defense, which is horrific. So Nick Chubb time. And basically, I said it on the other show, if Baker throws two picks or less, the Browns win this game. That's a big if. Won't. That's a big if.
He is handing them out like Christmas gifts last week. So hopefully.
He was Oprah at Christmas time.
How about some New Year's gifts? We need some of those, Baker. Appreciate it. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will end the 3-hour tour of Innis League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
You guys hear Endless Love, you know what that means. It's the end of the 3-hour tour of In This League on the Sports Grid. Hope you guys are had a great New Year's. You stayed safe, all that good stuff, and are enjoying yourself some football today and tomorrow, of course. John Madden, Bub, we got to mention him before we leave. Welsh and I talked about him a little bit earlier in the show, so I'll kind of leave it to you. What is John Madden's impact in your life specifically?
Oh, man, he was awesome. Like, it sounds weird kind of glorifying an announcer or something, but he was one of the best announcers you heard. He did most of the primetime games. He was the Joe Buck and Aikman before Joe Buck and Aikman, him and right. Pat Summerall. Like, they were freaking amazing. It was the voice of football. He made things simple. Like, people made fun of him after a while because of it, but I respect it. That's how I do a lot of things. Like, I don't need to make it ridiculous. But most importantly, and it's pretty simple for anybody our age, Bogman, is the football game. You learn football. You learn X's and O's. You learn clock management. I saw a joke that said, people our age know clock management better than most NFL coaches because of John Madden.
Than McCarthy.
You learned analytics, basically. Go for it on fourth down, never punt. Like, these are things you learn on Madden. And was it right or wrong? Maybe not. But you can get with your friends. I remember in college we used to have, like, big parties in a guy's room, just pick a bunch of beer and just play Madden all night long. Like,
yeah,
there was something about John.
That's the seedlings of the Welsh's and I friendship.
Well, we talked about Madden. It on a different before night. We would be at the place to pick it up before it was on sale. Like, that was one of the few games you made a point because it was John Madden's game.
Right, and there's just a generation of kids that don't even know Madden as a broadcaster now. They just know him as this is the guy the video game is named after. But he was, he was a lot of fun to watch. Obviously, a big icon. I really didn't like him until I read his book. Kind of humanized him for me.
You realize he's just a normal dude.
Right. He's just a guy that wants to enjoy watching football.
Like, a really good guy. Like, you did a
really great person.
Like, I really did.
That was the one thing I never heard a crossword about John Madden ever.
Everything that you're seeing posted or talked about is nothing's bad. It's all good stuff. Like, it's crazy.
Right. Exactly. So that's going to wrap it up for us. We hope you guys had a safe New Year's Eve. Enjoy your football. We will see you next week. Take it easy, everyone. We love you.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.